Leave It to Beaver. Starring Barbara Billingsley, Hugh Beaumont, Tony Dow, and Jerry Mathers as the Beaver.
Hi, B. Hey, how do I look?
Real neat. You got your job back selling ice cream bars again?
Oh, you little goof. It's a white dinner jacket. I rented it for the dance Saturday night.
Gee, won't you feel creepy walking around in an outfit like that?
Sure, but everybody else is wearing them, and when everybody else feels funny, you don't feel so funny.
Yeah. I guess it's like when everybody goes swimming in the YMCA pool without any suits on.
This is a big fancy thing Saturday night. They're holding it up at the country club, and I'm taking Evelyn Boothby.
Yeah. I figured if you were going any place looking that squirrely, there'd be girls mixed up in it.
Now, what are you talking about? You took a girl to your dancing school dance.
Yeah, but me and Gilbert got a pact. We hate girls. It's easier on him.
How come?
Because he's got a sister, and he learned to hate girls without even leaving the house. Hey, Wally, how you getting to the dance?
Oh, Lumpy Rutherford's taking a bunch of us guys in his car.
How much of a bunch?
Well, I think there'll be about 8 of us.
Is Dad letting you do that?
Gee, I don't know. I haven't asked him yet.
You better ask him, Wally. It sounds like one of those things he's liable to blow his top about.
Now, why would he do that?
I don't know. I guess because it sounds like it'd be too much fun.
Well, Wally, how's the dinner jacket you rented?
I guess it'll be okay once I get used to it.
Who are you and Evelyn going to dance with?
Lumpy Rutherford.
Oh, does Clarence have a date?
Well, that was part of the deal. He said he'd take a bunch of us guys in his car if we lined him up with a date.
Oh, and you were successful in getting a date for Lumpy, huh?
Yeah, Susan Bean.
Well, I'm glad Lumpy has a date. I hate to see anyone left out.
Yeah, he's only charging us 80 cents a couple to haul us up to the country club in his heap.
How many couples are going in his heap?
About 4, I think.
4 couples in one car? Wally, that's disgraceful.
Gee, Mom, Lumpy had Dad May in the front seat coming home from the football game.
Wally, look, you can't expect Evelyn to ride in a car with 6 other people. Well, her dress and her corsage will be ruined before she even gets to the dance.
Yes, and I don't go along with it either, just from the standpoint of safety.
But golly, Mom, we got the whole thing planned. We're all going over there together, and then after the dance, we're going out for eats and everything.
Well, I'm sorry, Wally, but I think between now and next Saturday, you'd better find another way to go to the dance. That's too many people in one car. And I happen to know Lumpy's had 2 or 3 tickets.
But at this late date, all the rides will be taken.
Well, Wally, I'm sure your father'd be glad to drive you to the club. Bring you back, too.
Well, I'd be glad to.
Gee, Dad, I'm too old to have you drive me. Like, Evelyn would think I'm some kind of a square or something.
Well, Wally, look, lots of your friends have cars. Maybe one of Evelyn's girlfriends could take you.
Drive with a girl? Oh, Mom.
Gee, Mom, having a girl drive you, that'd be worse than riding with your father. Oh, you know what I mean, Dad.
Yes, Beaver, it's very plain. Oh, Wally, I think we've talked enough about this. Between now and Saturday, you find another way to get to the dance.
Okay, Dad, I'll try.
Yes?
Oh, hi, Mr. Boothby.
Oh, yes, Wally, how are you? Well, come on inside. You're letting the flies out.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, thanks.
Well, Wally, you're just about the main topic around this household. What with that dance coming up Saturday night? I guess you're looking forward to it, huh?
Well, yes, sir, I was. I mean, yes, sir, I am.
Sit down, old man. I'll get Evelyn. She's been running around in circles getting ready for this affair. Excuse me.
Thank you.
Oh, Evelyn, you have company. It's a very handsome young gentleman.
Wally, this is a surprise.
Oh, hi, Evelyn. I was going to call you on the phone, but I thought thought I'd better come over and see you instead.
And am I ever glad you did. And you sit right down here. Wait till you see this. Don't go away. Isn't this the yummiest bag you ever saw?
Wait, yeah, it's real yummy.
And I've got gloves and shoes to match.
Look, Evelyn.
Oh, did you get that white dinner jacket you were telling me about?
Yeah, I got it.
I bet you look real dreamy in it.
Yeah, I look pretty dreamy. I mean, yeah, it's all right. Look, Evelyn, the reason I came over here...
Yes, Wally?
Well, I came over here to tell you that due to unavoidable circumstances, we're not going to be able to go to the dance in Lumpy's car.
Oh, he didn't take it apart again.
Oh, no, it's nothing like that, but my parents just don't want us riding with him. You know, on account of all those kids piling in there and him getting all those tickets and everything.
But we had it all planned. And I told all the kids. This will ruin the whole evening.
Well, gee, Evelyn, if you want to call off the date or something...
I don't want to call off the date. We'll just have to think of some other way.
Yeah, but I kind of hate to call up the guys at the last minute and beg for a ride.
Look, Wally, why don't you let me call up some of the other kids? I'll think of a way for us to get a ride somehow. Wally, I wouldn't miss going to that dance for anything in the world. Would you?
Well, no. And I wouldn't want to lose the deposit on my dinner jacket and everything.
Don't you worry. I'll take care of everything. We'll get a ride somehow.
Gee, that'll be great, Evelyn. Well, I guess I'll see you in school tomorrow.
Okay.
And thanks for not bawling and screaming at me.
Well, Wally didn't stay very long, did he?
Daddy, isn't Wally just the yummiest ever?
Yummy. Yes, well, your mother and I have always thought of him as a very nice, safe boy.
Daddy, I want to ask you a favor.
Now, Evelyn, your mother already got you the gloves, the shoes...
Oh, no, that's not what I mean. You see, there was a change in plans, and Wally and I have no way of getting to the dance Saturday. It came up at the last minute.
Well, dear, I'll be very happy to drive you both to the dance.
Oh, I know you would, but I have another idea.
Oh?
Well, since it's such a grown-up affair and everything, and since I do have my driver's license now, could I borrow the car?
No, Evelyn.
Oh, please.
Well, as long as it's the Cleaver boy, all right. You think that Wally's going to be a little embarrassed having a girl as a chauffeur?
Oh, no, not Wally. He's the kind of boy that isn't self-conscious at all. Thanks, Daddy. This will take care of everything.
Wally, if you were a crook, you could sure cross up a bloodhound. You got so many different kinds of smell and stuff all over you, a bloodhound wouldn't know which one to sniff for.
Hey, Beef. Is my collar down and back?
Yeah, it's okay.
You weren't even looking.
What difference does it make? Dance with the girl forwards. Hey, Wally, a car just drove up out front.
Oh, yeah? Is it a kid's car or a grown-up's car?
It's got four doors on it, so it must be a grown-up car.
Boy, I sure hope Evelyn isn't having her father drive us.
Well, if he is, maybe you could get him to let you off a couple blocks from the dance.
Well, at least having someone else's father drive you isn't quite as bad as having your own father drive you.
Hey, the door just opened and somebody's getting out.
Oh, yeah? Is it her father?
Not unless he's wearing a long, fancy dress and a bunch of flowers on his chest.
Holy mackerel! That's Evelyn!
Yeah, and there's nobody else in the car.
Oh, no. She's driving us to the dance. Why didn't she tell me?
See, Wally? That's what you get for trusting a girl. I'll get it, dear. Oh, hello,
Hello, Evelyn. Come on in.
Hello, Mrs. Cleaver. Hello, Mr. Cleaver.
Hello there.
Oh, Evelyn, your outfit is just lovely.
Golly, thanks. I hope Wally likes it.
Well, if he doesn't, I'll have a talk with him.
Come on in, Evelyn. Wally will be down soon.
Oh, honey, why don't you go up and see if you can hurry him along?
All right. Good idea.
Come on.
Oh, say, Beef.
Yeah, Dad?
Run upstairs and tell Wally that Evelyn's down here, will you?
Oh, he knows she's here.
Oh. Well, I guess he'll be right down then.
I don't think so.
Why not?
I think he went in the bathroom to get sick first.
Sick?
Hello, Beaver.
Well, Beaver, don't you think Evelyn looks like quite the young lady?
You sure do. You look like somebody's aunt.
What happened, Wally? Where do you feel sick?
All over, I guess.
You're all out of supper tonight. When did it hit you?
When Evelyn drove up in her car.
Wally, is that all?
Is that all? Holy mackerel, Dad. How can you stand there and say, is that all? Can you picture a girl driving me up in front of the country club with all the guys standing there laughing and sneering? Golly, Dad, I'd rather walk into the ballroom in my underwear.
Well, I really don't think it's that much of a social disaster.
Oh, gee, Dad, I didn't think it was that long since you were a kid. I'd rather croak.
It was so sweet of Daddy to let me take the car.
Oh, well, I imagine you're a very good driver.
How many speeding tickets have you gotten?
Why, none, Beaver.
Oh.
Well, I wonder what's happened to Wally and his father.
Would you excuse me? Beaver, you keep Evelyn entertained.
Who, me? You smell pretty good, Evelyn.
Thank you, Beaver.
Wally smells good, too. But you smell better than he does.
What's keeping you two? Evelyn's waiting.
Wally doesn't want to go.
Doesn't want to go? Why not?
Because Evelyn's driving.
Oh, for heaven's sakes, is that all?
Oh, boy, Mom. You're just as bad as Dad.
What's this all about?
Look, Mom, don't you realize? If a girl drives me to that dance tonight, I'm not going to be able to show my face in this whole town again.
Now, son, everyone has problems like this. I face lots of situations where I'm embarrassed.
Gee, Dad, you're just saying that to make me feel good. A guy your age is too old to have his feelings hurt.
Wally, none of us are too old for that.
Now, if you act embarrassed and self-conscious, you're just going to make this whole matter worse. But if you carry it off with good grace and keep your sense of humor, you'll see it through just fine.
How can I keep my sense of humor when I'm dying?
Wally, look. Evelyn went to a lot of trouble and expense for this dance, and she's counting on you to take her.
That's right, and you're not letting her down at the last minute. Now, you're going to take this dinner jacket downstairs, you're going to drive to the dance with that girl, and you're going to have a good time. Do you understand?
Yes, sir. I'm going to take this dinner jacket, and I'm going to go down, and I'm going to have her drive me to that dance, and I'm going to have a good time.
Well, now that's better, Wally. Come on, let's see a big smile.
Boy, I sure wish this was a masquerade party.
I wish Wally would hurry. I wouldn't want us to be late.
Oh, it's okay. With Mom and Dad both up there working on him, he'll have to give in sooner or later.
Is something the matter with Wally?
Oh, no. He wasted a lot of time taking a bath, and I guess that slowed him down.
Well, here we are.
Well, hi, Evelyn.
Hi, Wally. Oh, you look sharp.
Gee, thanks. You look pretty sharp, too.
Thank you.
Well, I guess we better get going, huh?
Oh, Wally, I have a surprise.
Oh?
Daddy let me borrow the car, so I'm taking you to the dance. You don't mind, do you? Mom and Dad said you might mind, but I said not Wally. He's different than other boys.
Yeah, sure. Well,
Good night, Mrs. Cleaver. Good night, Mr. Cleaver.
Good night.
Have a good time.
Be sure you drive carefully.
Oh, and Wally. Oh, yeah, I talked to Mary Ellen and some of the other kids, and they're going to wait outside so we can all go in together.
Oh, boy, that's neat.
Well, I'll bet they didn't have this much trouble launching the Queen Mary.
Beaver, what are you doing?
I want to see if she hits anything when she drives away.
Cinderella, who's driving your pumpkin?
What happened, Wally? Did they make you clean for a day? It doesn't matter, Wally. Wouldn't Daddy let you drive?
Knock it off, you guys.
Don't pay any attention to them, Wally.
Hey, Wally, how come you're not wearing the corsage? Hey, guys, after the dance, we really gotta cook something up to give them the business.
Oh, we've had some laughs. Let's knock it off.
Yeah, Wally's a nice guy. I know, but that's what makes it fun.
Well, you have to admit that some of those old movies are pretty romantic. Ward? Ward?
Well, yeah.
How long have you been sleeping?
Oh, not long. I fell asleep right toward the end there, where the boy and girl were climbing hand in hand toward the top of the mountain.
That was the commercial.
Oh, it was very touching.
Come on, we'd better get out of here. That dance is due to be over. It'll look as though we're waiting up for Wally.
You know, if they just got a little more plot in that commercial, they'd really have something.
We gotta work fast, guys, before Wally and Evelyn come out. Let's go.
Wally, I had a perfectly heavenly time, didn't you?
Yeah. You know, I didn't think I was going to have any fun at all. Well, I mean, you know, I was kind of down.
Wally, why didn't your lady chauffeur drive you home?
All right, Lumpy, quit the clowning, huh?
Hey, why don't you help her, Wally?
Oh, I don't think he knows how to drive the big, bad automobile.
Look, Lumpy, are you going to get that heap out of here or not?
Gee, Wally, there's plenty of room. I'm sure Evelyn can horse her car out of here.
Look, Lumpy, if you don't get that hunk of junk out of here right now, I'm going to clobber you.
Of course, Wallace. What did I do with that key? Did I give it to you?
Oh, heavens, Clarence, no. Look, Lumpy.
Whose car is this?
My car, officer, sir. But I didn't do anything wrong, sir.
There's an ordinance against parking in a red zone. Let me see your license. While I'm writing this ticket, move your car. Let the young lady get out.
Yes, sir.
One headlight, huh?
I was meaning to get that fixed, sir.
How about those illegal pipes? Just meaning to get those fixed, too?
Well, you see, I just borrowed it for the evening. It's my father's car.
Oh, sure.
Hey, Evelyn, it looks like Lumpy's going to be tied up here a while. Can Sue and I ride with you?
Sure, hop in.
Can we have a lift too, Evelyn?
Sure, why not?
Hey, how about Marge and me? Can we go too?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, guys, how about if we all go over to the Mont Shop for some hamburgers or something?
We'll go too.
Yeah, good idea. Let's go. And then we went and got some hamburgers, some malts and stuff, and Evelyn drove us all home.
Boy, it's too bad that policeman showed up. You could have smeared Lumpy all over the street.
He was just horsing around.
Wally, did you really have a good time?
Yeah. You know, it's a funny thing. After we got there and I started dancing and eating and everything, I got thinking about Evelyn driving. You know, it really seemed kind of funny. We even got a few laughs out of it. When I thought of it that way, it wasn't bad at all. Hey, how about that?
What's the matter now?
Well, what I just said is the same thing Dad said would happen before I left.
Boy, that's real spooky, isn't it? But how come you didn't listen to him when he told you?
Well, I guess when parents are telling you you can't do something you want to do, you don't listen as hard as when they're telling you you can do something you want to do.
Yeah, I know. That happens to me a lot. But how does Dad know all the stuff that's going to happen to kids?
Dad probably went through a lot of creepy stuff when he was a kid.
Oh, no, not a big guy like Dad.
Oh, what are you talking about, B? Dad wasn't always a big guy. He was probably a goofy little kid just like we were. Probably somebody had to tell him to take a bath and put on clean underwear and everything, just like us.
Yeah, maybe so, Wally. But you know something? I'm sure glad I'm not the guy that had to tell him.
Beaver's First Date. Years after this episode was filmed, Jerry Mathers continued dating on television, making appearances on both the daytime and nighttime editions of The Dating Game. Is that double dating or is it two timing? Either way, stay tuned.